Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Last minute changes that are happening right now at the White House. They're doing everything they can to hurry up before they lose control of the House to do what they want to do, and I'm referring to the Democratic Party. Not only do we have 40 House Democrats join legislation to bar Trump from all public offices, meaning he couldn't run for president, but we also now know that Democrats are doing whatever they can to mislead the American people about what's going on at the border. White House Press Secretary Jean-Pierre has been ripped for claiming that Biden has worked to secure the border. Most egregious lie I've heard. I love this, right? The White House Press Secretary yesterday was asked a question it didn't go well about what's happening at the border. When I say it didn't go well, it was a disaster. I want you to hear what the White House Press Secretary had to say.
Look, we also need Congress to act. It is important that they deliver the resources we requested for the border security and management. They need to pass the comprehensive immigration reform that we have put forth. On day one, the president put forth a comprehensive reform plan that dealt with protecting for dreamers, cutting down the asylum buildup that we have been seeing, especially because of what the last administration did. And they completely gutted the system. And we know that this has been a multi-decade long problem. We need to modernize the system. And this is something that the president has put forth. And we are looking for Congress to act. We are asking Congress to act. But again, we have done the work from this administration by securing record funding. And we are asking Congress to act. We are not asking for political stunts. We continue to see political stunts from many Republicans out there, and that's not how we're going to fix this issue. They want to secure the border. We've been doing that work on our own, and we're asking them to, hey, you know what? There's an immigration reform plan that the president put out on the first day. They should work with us and do this in a bipartisan way.
What does that mean? It means give amnesty to every illegal immigrant who is in this country. White House Press Secretary Jean-Pierre defended the Biden administration's response to the border crisis during this press briefing. When asked about the border, she said what Americans should know is that the president has done the work to deal with what we're seeing at the border since day one. That's a lie. It's an absolute lie. She then said Republicans are, as you heard there, just doing political stunts. Now, many have criticized the White House Press Secretary on Twitter for defending President Biden's record on the border despite a record influx of illegal immigrants under his watch. Republican National Committee Rapid Response staffer said this might be the most egregious lie I've heard from this pathetic administration. Anyone with eyeballs can see Democrats haven't done jack to secure the border. Steve Guest, special advisor for communications to Senator Ted Cruz, described Jean-Pierre's assessment as laughable and tweeted an image from a reporter of over 1,000 illegal immigrants crossing in El Paso, Texas at the same time. This came out. It was a migrant caravan. More than 1,000 people illegally crossed into El Paso, Texas last night, making it the largest single group that we've ever seen. The city of El Paso reports Border Patrol now has over 5,000 in custody and has released hundreds and hundreds into the streets of America. Jean-Pierre said that Republicans, if they want to secure the border, we've been doing the work on our own, saying, yes, we've actually tried to do this. That's also a lie. It's a huge lie, and they know it.
We continue to see political stunts from many Republicans out there, and that's not how we're going to fix this issue. They want to secure the border. We've been doing that work on our own, and we're asking them to, hey, you know what? There's an immigration reform plan that the president.
I mean, it's absurd. We've been securing the border. That's what the White House press secretary says. We've been securing the border. The border right now is wide open. In fact, the border or the government, U.S. government, is now suing local governments in the state who use shipping containers to secure the border. Does that sound like putting it up as a bear, using shipping containers, or saying, no, you can't do that? They want wide open borders. We know they want wide open borders because they want every illegal immigrant to hurry up and get here. And then they plan on giving them amnesty because they know that once they're here, there's no way to stop it. This is all about that issue. Now, before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about our friends over at TurtleBox. It is the loudest, truly portable Bluetooth speaker on the market. And this is a gift for anybody that loves to tailgate, loves to be outside, loves to go to sporting events. If you have kids on sporting teams, you will love this speaker. And if you want to have a gift that you know will be used for years to come, you need to check out TurtleBox. I've got one. It is awesome. And it is truly portable, waterproof speaker, the loudest on the market. You need to check them out. Go to TurtleBoxAudio.com, all right, /Ben, TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben. You'll also get $20 off when you use my promo code at checkout, which will save you money. Go to TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben to get the ultimate Christmas gift for any outdoorsman or anybody in your life that loves music outside that's truly portable audio. TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben. The White House press secretary saying we're trying to secure the border. When is the, and this is when you know the media is not real. Okay, they're not actually doing their job. Because if they did, they would know exactly what to ask her. Saying, well, that's not true, and here's why. Give 5 million reasons, right? Now, in response to Jean-Pierre's argument that the Biden administration has been securing the border, Representative Cliff Bentz, a Republican from Oregon, tweeted out, what, how, where, and when? Couldn't agree with him more on that simple question. Tony Pinnott, Rapid Response Director for the RNC, tweeted Biden on the border last week, quote, there's more important things going on. If Biden actually went to the border, he would know his administration is lying when they say the border is secure. Now, they know the border's not secure. They designed it not to be secure. They made sure that it wasn't secure. They understood when they were doing this that this was a strategic decision. This isn't by accident. I do want to keep saying that because it's important that you understand. Everything that's happening at the border is being done not by accident, not by ignorance, not by incompetency, not by stupidity. This is being done on purpose. There's a reason why they said the vice president is in charge of the border issue, border crisis issue, and she's never gone to the border. There's a reason why the president is not going to the border. Because they created a border. They created a crisis on purpose. Every interview they've done, they act like things are, oh, you know, this is, you know, so important. And by the way, yesterday, they blamed Donald Trump for the border crisis. You do understand that, right? Listen.
Especially because of what the last administration did, and they completely gutted the system. And we know that this has been a multi-decade long problem. We need to modernize the system. And this is something that the president has put forth. And we are looking for Congress to act. We are asking Congress to act.
Again, that's a lie. The last administration didn't gut anything. The last administration was building a wall. The last administration was fighting you guys to make sure that we could build a wall. But the White House is now blaming the border crisis, on the Trump administration. Representative Escobar said, "I'm afraid that a catastrophe will happen, that there will be homeless migrants in the streets." That was what she said yesterday. So now we're supposed to build them houses?
What breaks through the politics of this? I mean, the politics of this is tricky. I mean, we would not be where we are. And there would have been some more immigration reform than in the last three decades since the last time we saw it. What do you think can make the politics less tricky? Nothing's going to happen unless an absolute catastrophe and then has to be responded to, or the politics around this changes.
You are 100% right, Kate. I am afraid that a catastrophe will happen, that, that there will be homeless migrants on the streets and freezing temperatures and people will die. I'm worried about that. And will that break through the logjam in Congress? I don't know if even that will change things. So politically, what do we need to do to break through? And that's been the big challenge for me, because to be perfectly candid, with such narrow majorities even in the House, even with a Democratic majority, you know, there are a number of House Democrats who are concerned that, if they support immigration reform, that, you know, that will harm them at home. And here's the reality. Here's the reality around that political issue. Poll after poll shows that Americans want us to pass immigration reform. We have the business community. I hear from...
By the way, there it is. They want us to pass amnesty. That's what she's saying. She's afraid of a bunch of homeless illegal immigrants on the streets freezing to death while we have an open border not stopping them. And therefore, that's why she says we need to pass amnesty. You may see a lot of bait and switch offers for free phones, free iPhones. Well, they're usually too good to be true, just like freedom itself. Nothing is free. Mobile phone companies not only lock you into long-term contracts, but they also build the price of the phone into your bill with hidden fees. With Patriot Mobile, they can show you how to get that same iPhone interest-free without the games and no contract at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks because they use the same towers as the major carrier that you're probably on right now. So if you want to get great service and you want to know you're working with a company that supports conservative causes, that every month when you pay your bill, they actually take a portion of your bill and they give it back to causes like First and Second Amendment issues and the right to life as well as adoptions, then you need to check out Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson plus other great savings. patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So the media is really focused right now on bringing down Twitter, something that they are obsessed with. They understand that freedom of speech and the Twitter files are so damning, they're now starting to write the obituary of Twitter, trying to make it seem like it is a platform that doesn't deserve your time. It's a pretty brilliant move, right? You can't control it anymore. You can't silence news stories. You can't suppress conservatives. You can't shadow ban people. You can't make it anymore where any tweet you don't like, you can get the person banned from Twitter by sending an email through the back channels of Twitter with the liberals. You can't rig the system against you anymore, right? Or in your favor anymore against conservatives. And Elon Musk buys it. So what do you do now? You say it's a worthless piece of junk. Twitter. Right? They're all now coming after Elon Musk. Take a listen to this.
I think, first of all, let's all be grateful that Walter Isaacson is going to write a fantastic book about Elon Musk underway right now. But you're right. He has certainly achieved remarkable things with Tesla and with the space program. But this is off the rails. And someone said recently, and it's apropos, that you could take almost any headline right now that has Musk's name in it and swap out Musk for Trump, and it would still feel apropos. The chaos, the ego, the insults, and the fact that he is bringing down an institution. And the Twitter is not the Republican Party, but it certainly feels like we're in the dying days of this platform, unless something changes quickly. And that's what this is, and that's a shame. To Caddy's point, I use it too. It is a great way to catch up on the headlines. It's a great way to talk about things that you're working on, but it feels corrupt and toxic. The number of the hate speech has dramatically risen in recent days. And yesterday, Steve Herman, one of the reporters who's been suspended from Voice of America, all he did, his offense, was simply tweet the link to the publicly available website where you can track planes. He doesn't even write about Musk, but simply tweeting that link was enough to get him suspended off Twitter for at least a week.
And by the way, I love this, for at least a week, okay? So they're complaining that a guy got kicked off Twitter for a week for sending out info on Elon Musk's plane and where he was traveling. And again, notice how they're now all using this one moment to lose their mind. You notice they didn't mention what the old Twitter was doing, silencing a current president of the United States of America at the time, Donald Trump, silencing people around him, silencing conservatives, banning people that were doctors who were giving a different perspective on COVID lockdowns, silencing anybody who was a conservative that said anything they didn't agree with, shadow banning conservatives like myself for years on end, taking people that were small who had a tweet that went viral and shutting them down. Notice how they're not talking about any of that. MSNBC, Joe Scarborough going all in saying this.
Well, and you know, Jonathan Lemire, he's been told how brilliant he is for the past 10, 15 years. We had renowned guests on here. And I would say, wait a second. Elon shouldn't jump into Twitter. Does he not realize how difficult this is? Are there no lawyers around him trying to get him to stop this? Are there no and it was like, oh, Elon does what Elon wants to do. But doesn't he realize what a mess this is and how it's going to distract? Oh, Elon. And again, these are supposed to be some of the most vaunted reporters in Silicon Valley. Their answer to everything was, oh, it's Elon. Elon can do whatever Elon wants to do. Elon's great. We love Elon. Elon's one. This is what the toughest Silicon Valley reporters were saying about Elon Musk, right? And so it's no wonder Elon Musk finds himself where he is right now, because everybody's told him he was great. And by the way, when Caddy said being called the richest man in the world might actually impact your worldview, day after day after day, Alex Gorson said in my ear, he said, I'm willing to take that experiment on. So if Elon wants to give Alex Gorson.
Again, you can hear them. They're obsessed with bringing down Twitter now, acting like it's irrelevant, acting like Elon Musk is a crazy man, right? Caddy Kay, had this to say about grinding Elon Musk into the ground.
Let's talk about Elon Musk and Twitter. The Twitter accounts of several journalists who have been covering Elon Musk are suspended this morning. Hours after the accounts went offline, Musk claimed in a tweet the journalists had been involved in doxing his location and placed his family in danger. Musk later tweeted the suspensions would last for 7 days. In other tweets, he claimed the journalists posted his exact real-time location, which he called assassination coordinates.
Oh, good.
And a violation of Twitter's terms of services. NBC News was unable to verify the allegation that his real-time location was, in fact, posted online. It's the same justification he used on Wednesday for suspending the account that used publicly available information to post the movements of Musk's private jet. All of this goes against the promise Musk made to run the site as a free speech absolutist, which has led to the reinstatement of hundreds of accounts associated with QAnon and other far-right groups.
Again, you can hear the narrative. Elon Musk has got 24/7 security. Elon Musk, since he's bought Twitter, has had an unbelievable amount of death threats and stalkers. He has said that he is afraid for his life because there's been so many death threats against him. These journalists knew exactly what they were doing when they shared the locations of Elon Musk. Now notice, he didn't suspend them for political reasons. He suspended them for sharing his real-time location of him and his family, putting his family at risk. I don't have a problem with this. I want to make that clear. And these journalists are being tool bags, knowing that they're putting his life at risk just to try to get famous by being suspended when he said, if you do this, we are going to suspend you. And they did it on purpose to get famous, to get suspended. And then, you know, the Today Show, you can hear it there, MSNBC. Oh, this is big news. CNN Don Lemon jumping on the bandwagon this morning saying, where's Elon Musk? Where are you? Why won't you come on our show?
I want to know what you think about that phone call last night. Was he just with reporters? Was he just being a big baby? Because it has happened before when he doesn't like the questioning. He just runs away. Right.
So he engaged in what is a Twitter space, which is this kind of live audio discussion on Twitter last night, even with some of the other journalists who are banned. And when one of them put to him, they said, well, look, if you really look at your rules here, we didn't break them. And he came up with some kind of nonsense that you guys played there a minute ago. And then he just dropped off the call.
Well, I emailed him a couple weeks ago for an interview.
Well, maybe
I heard back. Elon Musk, where are you?
But is it a
camera one, Elon Musk.
So yeah, that's a good
come
question.
Come on the
right,
show.
Right now, officially, what I've been told on my Twitter is that it is a permanent suspension. Last night,
he did a poll.
He did a little poll. It looks like he might be backtracking a bit, and it's possible.
Didn't he do another poll because he didn't like what that poll showed that you guys should be reinstated? You
know, yeah. The first poll was rigged. Possibly we'll be back in 7 days. But look, Poppy, to your earlier question, I mean, I do think this has me personally, and I think some news organizations reevaluating why do we rely so much on this service.
By the way, I love this. These guys get a 7-day suspension, and now they're like, oh, this is the end of Twitter. We're shutting it down. We now know you could argue they're now actually feeling what we feel every day as conservatives, except we felt it for years. Right. For years, we felt this. For years, we were the ones that were silenced. For years, we were the ones that were shut down. For years, we were the ones that they were attacking. For years, we're the ones shadow banned. Do they ever have any comments like this? Of course not. So why are they doing it now? They're doing it now for only one reason. Because they hate the fact they can't control the platform. CNN O'Sullivan said, Elon Musk banning me will have a chilling effect on freelance journalists around the world. Right? A chilling effect. Well, I don't know if it's a chilling effect. You're being a tool. You're putting the guy's location out there in real time. You got 7 days until you get back on. He hasn't shadow banned you, right? He hasn't done what you guys were doing at CNN, sending emails apparently over to Twitter going, hey, what about this person? Hey, should this person be banned for this? Hey, we're just acting like we're journalists wanting an official response from Twitter on this. You guys were doing this for years. You guys were doing this for years. You had political hit lists for years. Now all of a sudden you can't control the platform and you're saying, oh, well, this is the demise. This is the end of Elon Musk. This is the end of Twitter. We are now reevaluating if we'll even use Twitter anymore. Please leave. Please. Every scumbag over at CNN, leave. Every journalist, leave. I don't care. Because what's going to happen is people are going to still use Twitter because now they understand there's actual freedom involved in it. It's a pretty brilliant move, right? You can't control it anymore. You can't silence news stories. You can't suppress conservatives. You can't shadow ban people. You can't make it anymore where any tweet you don't like, you can get the person banned from Twitter by sending an email through the back channels of Twitter with the liberals. You can't rig the system against you anymore, right? Or in your favor anymore against conservatives. And Elon Musk buys it. So what do you do now? You say it's a worthless piece of junk. So I beg of you, leave. Please, please leave. All right, quickly, I also want to say thank you to our sponsor. Without them, this podcast wouldn't exist. And Legacy Precious Metals is wanting to help you diversify your financial portfolio. If you've been freaking out over what's happening with your IRA, with your 401k, with your investments on Wall Street, the question is, did you invest in gold or silver? Did you diversify your investments so that there is a hedge with your portfolio for inflation? Well, that's exactly what gold and silver has done for so many. It is a hedge to protect when it comes to inflation. Right now is actually a great time for you to protect your investments with gold and silver. No, you didn't miss the opportunity. No, it's not too late. So call and get the investor's guide from the company that not only do I use, but I also trust. Online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. You can also call them and get the investor's guide for free. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218. Also, reminder, make sure you hit that auto download or subscribe button now so that you can get this podcast every day for free. And make sure you share this podcast on social media by hitting that little forward button right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So the White House, they know what you care about, folks. They understand what you stay awake at night thinking about. I'm not joking. They understand you. The White House has made it now a, quote, top priority to push for new speed restrictions on boats. They say to protect endangered species worldwide. That's right. The Biden administration is now working and has a proposed boat speed restriction that could cause unintended consequences to the economy. You think they care? Of course not. Take a listen to this from Fox News.
Boats that it claims will protect a critically endangered species. The experts say the economic fallout could be dire. Douglas Kennedy has been on the water for a look at this. What you find out?
Yeah, Bill, it's a speed restriction that will change the way many Americans use their boats. And some are predicting rough waters ahead.
So if you can only go 10 knots, this boat and other boats will be unstable in rough seas.
Definitely. This crew will be thrown around, tossed around, injured.
As a harbor pilot, Trey Thompson helps commercial vessels navigate the inland waterways from the port in Savannah, Georgia, to 20 miles out at sea.
So what the federal government is now proposing is not only dangerous, but will cripple port commerce for hundreds of miles.
Absolutely, yeah. The port will be closed any day it's rough, windy, not just this port, all the ports on the East Coast.
The proposal by the Biden White House under the auspices of NOAA would put a speed restriction of 10 knots or 11 miles an hour on all motorboats over 35 feet from Florida to Massachusetts for up to 7 months out of the year and as far out as 100 miles from the coastline. The purpose, to protect the endangered right whale from a potential boat strike.
It's less than a one in a million chance that a boater or a fisherman has had an impact on the right whales.
Glenn Hughes is from the American Sport Fishing Association. He says the rule will devastate marinas and boating communities all along the East Coast. He also says many Americans can say goodbye to deep sea fishing. So 10 knots is not going to get you to where the fish are.
No. There's 12 million anglers, about 9 million fish the East Coast, and they're just not going to go. It's going to take too long, and therefore they're not going to buy tackle, they're not going to buy fuel, they're not going to stay in hotels, buy food at restaurants. It's going to hurt the local economies.
You can't even think what it will do to America's boat manufacturers. But Pat Healy from Viking Yachts in New Jersey knows exactly. Is anybody going to want to buy a 35-foot boat? They can only drive 11 miles an hour.
No. It's going to devastate the industry. It's going to have a tremendous impact on our employment here at the Viking Yacht Company. All these boat builders, 1,600 boat builders, it's going to wipe them out.
No one from NOAA would come on camera to explain the proposal. But in an emailed statement, a spokesman pointed out there are only 350 right whales left. The rule is designed to reduce the risk of mortalities from vessel strikes and afford the species a greater opportunity to recover. Still, the statement admitted there have only been four actual right whale strikes in the past 2.5 years. So to you and many others, this is the definition of regulation overreach.
Yes, we're standing on a brand new pilot boat, second one under construction, $13 million worth of pilot boats that will be unusable. And that just trickles down through all the economy.
Unusable boats and a shutdown economy. Unintended consequences of this far-reaching restriction on boat speed.
Yeah, Bill and Dana, this is going to affect everybody on the water for much of the year, and it's going to have unintended consequences that we can't even imagine.
Well, you look at this story, and it shows you just how psycho the left has gone, right? This would be literally the greatest regulatory overreach in American maritime law. That's the truth of this. They want to limit the speed of all motorboats over 35 feet from Florida to Massachusetts. No one else in the world is going to have to deal with this, right? And not only are they creating a serious safety issue for these boats, they're also creating a massive negative economic impact. You think the White House cares? No. How many of these whales have been hit that we know of? Four. Four of them. This regulation, again, would restrict speeds to 10 knots. That's about 11 and a half miles per hour, just so you understand. I'm a boat guy. I'm a big boater. I love boating. And they're absolutely right. A boat over 35 feet, they're designed to go faster, just so you know, than 10 knots. They're designed to plane at higher than 10 knots, where you get up on plane, which saves, by the way, the environment because you're saving tons of gas. You can't plane at 10 knots, folks, in a boat this big. You're going to be sucking gas, hurting and polluting the environment. I want to be very clear about that. Getting a boat on plane is vitally important. And the White House is saying, look, we have to prevent boats from hitting this endangered whale. Now, they say there's only 350 of these right whales left in the ocean. And the U.S. government, under the Biden administration, says this rule is designed to reduce the risk of mortalities from vessel strikes and afford the species a great opportunity to recover. Is anyone else in the world going along with this? No, they're not. So we're going to just stifle our economy, and the rest of the world is going to keep doing whatever the hell it is they want to do, since these species are literally all over the world. Is this going to have an impact? Probably not. Now, again, the statement even admitted from the federal government, there have only been five deadly whale strikes by boats between 35 and 65 feet in the last 15 years. Because remember, boats over 65 feet are already subject to a speed restriction. So 35 to 65 feet in length, Over the last 15 years, there have only been 5 deadly whale strikes by boats. Think about how many boats are on the world, how big the ocean is. 5 in 15 years. Quote, it's ridiculous. That's what the fishermen say. There's less than a 1 in a million chance of a fishing boat hitting a whale in general. And that's just a whale in general. That's not like this whale, okay? That's whales in general. President Biden now has this new woke controversy, this regulation of the boating industry that will destroy it. And they're happy about it. Sean Hannity said this about it last night. Take a listen.
We begin tonight with this giant seafaring mammal, as you can see in front of you, the North Atlantic right whale. Never heard of it before, but there it is. Anyway, apparently Joe Biden cares so deeply about these majestic beasts that he's now prepared to wreck the maritime industry from Florida to Massachusetts in order to protect the whale. Now, he has a new regulation from the White House. It's designed to prevent boats from accidentally hitting North Atlantic right whales that would restrict the speed of all boats over 35 feet to 10 knots, or the equivalent of 11 miles per hour up to 100 miles from the coast. Now, keep in mind, there have only been 5 deadly whale strikes by boats in the past 15 years. 5, that's it. There's never been a confirmed whale strike in a federal channel, if you will. Now, if this new regulation goes into effect, well, experts are warning that port traffic will be crippled, the fishing industry will be destroyed, human lives will be put in danger, and many boats can't operate safely in the open ocean at 10 knots. Now, of course, between the border crisis, Afghanistan, the crime crisis, and now this effort to protect a few whales, well, human life always seems to now take a back seat in the Biden administration.
Doesn't it seem like they do this as often as they can? Doesn't it seem like they can screw, they're purposely trying to screw these things up as much as they can? That's what it seems like for me. It's like some crazy woke person went in the White House like, hey, we got to save the whale. And they're like, do it. Do they ask any questions? No. Right? Why would we ask a question? Just do it. Just got to do it. Just go. Do it. Do it. All right. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. Please write us a 5-star review. See you back here tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.